This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier for all your unwanted smells, from pets, cooking, damp basements, smoke, whatever. You need the Thunderstorm. Buy the three-pack now and use a couple for yourself and then maybe give one as a Christmas gift. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code word Howie3. Shipping is free.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I would, in fact, make sure we immediately surge to the border. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
We have 2 million people cross this border for the first time ever. You're confident this border is secure?
We have a secure border.
This is something new. Buses filled with migrants from our southern border have just arrived outside Vice President Kamala Harris's residence.
Brennan, couldn't we pretend we're not home?
Get off my lawn.
Do not come. Do not come.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
But these are people you're playing with. These are real live people with children and older people. And, you know, we can work it out, but if you're going to be a bonehead.
Sticks and stones may break my bones.
And they're so upset that this is happening. And it just shows you, you know, their virtue signaling is a fraud.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. I want to take a break from the Martha's Vineyard humanitarian crisis, as they're calling it on Martha's Vineyard. 50 illegal aliens arriving on the millionaire deluxe island. We're going to take a break from that to talk to Probably one of the best pollsters, if not the best in the country, Robert Cahaly. He's the principal in the Trafalgar Group, and they're the ones who predicted the Trump victory in 2016 when everybody else was giving the presidency to Hillary Clinton. And they've been pretty accurate across the board for a long time. And I've seen him on various shows, and I wanted to just check in with him on the situation that as he sees it developing. So I'd like to welcome to the show Robert Cahaly from the Trafalgar Group. Thanks for being on the show, Robert.
Hey, always good. I have been a long, long time admirer and listener, and I love being on this show. Thank you.
Thank you for being on the show. First of all, have you done any polling on any of the New England races, specifically Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Maine?
We have done some on the Vermont. We did the Senate race and the governor. The governor was the Republican governor was way ahead, and the Republican challenger for U.S. Senate, as I recall, was within maybe 6 points. And we've done some preliminary work. We're about to go into New Hampshire now that the primaries are over. Yeah, on the governor, we had the governor up. Oh, God, what? That's like 30 points, 40 points.
Yeah.
And then Welch and Malloy. Malloy was only behind by 6.4.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. He's a Massachusetts native. He's actually been in this studio as a VIP to the show. That's great. Welch is kind of old. I mean, not as old, obviously, as as Pat Leahy, but still pretty aged. Yes.
Yeah, and we also have done some on Hassan, and what we have seen, we're looking forward to now putting the Bullock's name directly. But we've seen an advantage in that race for the Republicans by about 2 points. We'll see how that, you know, whenever you have a little bit of a bruising primary, and that thing got a lot more interesting toward the end.
Right.
You're going to have some residual, some hurt feelings for a little while. It'll settle out. You don't have near the time most of the primary states do there. But we just see an advantage there. I mean, we've recently done the governor's race in New York. And I think we put out the closest poll anybody's seen in that one. And what was so surprising to me in that one was that Hochul was only leading by 4.4, and there was a significant, and I mean significant amount of people who were in the New York City area with a solid Democrat primary history. We're saying their number one issue is crime, their number two issue was economy, and they were voting for Zell. And just, I don't see this, that's going to be a lot more competitive than people realize, just because people are that angry. It's not, nothing against Zeldin. It's not they love Zeldin. They just had all they can take of her. And then had all they can take of the crime.
But you come out with that poll, and I just tend to think from talking to people from New York that that's more accurate. But there was a poll that came out a couple of weeks earlier that had her up by, I think, 23 points. And that seems to be a pattern across the country. That all these Democrat polls come out, and it's a form of voter suppression, is it not?
No question. And you know, I can just take you to last fall when everybody said that the governor Murphy was going to win big in New Jersey, and we said it was going to be tight, and we were 1.3 away, and they were all in the wrong ballpark.
So
we said Murphy would win, but it would be tight. And no one believed us. But no, I think it's going to be tight. And the other thing we see, and this is a brand new phenomenon, how you might notice this, you're probably hearing it from people. People were shy. They were shy Trump voters in 2016. They were called deplorables, nasty Walmart shoppers. And they were made a little hesitant. By 2020, people were being canceled. They were going to be in docs. And they were hard to even get to take a poll. But now these MAGA guys are being called the enemy of the state. These guys are what I call they are submerged voters. They're not putting signs in their cars, stickers, nothing. They're not putting a sign on their yard. They're not posting on social media. They're not answering polls, but they're going to vote. Everybody, including us, will underestimate the Republican turnout.
So what about some of the polls, like, for instance, Georgia, where you have Herschel Walker running against Warnock? I mean, how does it look that race?
Another example of a bunch of suppression polls out early trying to raise a lot of money for Warnock. We came out there a week or so ago with Herschel up by 0.8. Emerson was right behind us. Herschel up by 2, an insider advantage. Within a few days, Herschel up by 3. There's no question that thing is trending toward Walker. Kemp's winning by 7 or 8. Stacey, I'm here, okay? I think Stacey Abrams is a gifted organizer and literally a brilliant political strategist, and I can't figure out what her plan is because it's like she ain't started yet, and I don't get it. Like, she's too smart for the campaign she's running. It surprises me. It's weird.
How about Florida? Again, they have and you know, I live in Florida half the year, and I can't see Demings coming close to Rubio, but yet they have these polls saying that it's neck and neck. Do you buy that?
No, not for a second. But you know, our record in Florida is unmatched. We're the only ones who predicted DeSantis would win, and that he would win by a wider margin than did Scott. No, this is what they're doing. Polls, there's only two things polls do. They reflect the electorate, or they're designed to affect the electorate. And what's happening is so many of these polls sponsored by liberal news organizations or liberal universities, they are flooding the zone. So, you know, you can't really blame the polling averages. They're only as good as the polls they're based on. But when they've got 7 or 8 of these nonsense polls and only 2 or 3 of us tell them the truth, it's going to skew the wrong way. And that's exactly what they're doing. But it's all been designed to get the Democrats and the corporate donors to pour money into these races. I mean, right now, you just can't believe how expensive it is. I mean, I'm hearing stories about buying ads in Georgia that are just like you've never seen. I mean, like, nobody likes the Falcons worth $100,000 a spot. They just ain't that popular. But that's what's going on.
$100,000 for a spot in the Falcons games on Sunday afternoon?
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't say the Braves game. I said the Falcons game. I mean, that's how.
They're an also ran.
$60 million bucks.
Wow.
$60 million.
What is the methodology, Robert Cahaley from the Trafalgar Group? What is the methodology you use that makes your polling more accurate than the other organizations?
Well, we have some basic philosophies that just fly in the face of everything they're doing. That's what we jokingly call most of the group the Pony Express pollsters. First of all, the world has changed. The way people participate in polls has changed and how busy their lives are. We don't believe in long questionnaires. If you look at a poll and you see 30, 40, 50 questions, man, that's great if you want to dive deep. But if you're trying to get average people, you lost them. You lost them at 6 questions. You lost them at 10. We don't ask questionnaires for very long. The number one question we get when we call people is, how long is this going to take? And if your answer is not, oh, 3 minutes, so it's just 6 questions, just 10 questions, they're gone. So you can just write off all these polls that are 25 questions or more. You're not getting regular people. Second, we believe in large sample sizes. We're not going to sell you a whole state, tell you we represent the state with some nonsense 400 sample or 300 or 700. It's 1,000 per state, no exceptions. Third, we're going to give people diverse ways to answer, not just live calls, not just auto calls, not just text messages, not just email, like all the methods that people can get. We don't believe in online panel surveys because the only thing weirder than people who answer 42 questions are people who are joined into online panels. Do you know any normal people who would do that? So we think people are different, the way they participate is different, and there's a major television network that does all live calls. Now, my question is, they're asking 35 questions to all live callers. Tell me one normal Gen Z or millennial they got to answer that poll. Name me one.
I'm a boomer. I wouldn't get to the end of that. Calls. If someone called and told me that I'm going to ask you 35 questions, click, that would be it.
Yeah. Exactly. And this whole, we got a whole generation of people who text and they don't answer calls at all unless it maybe their grandparents or something. And even then they got to know the number. So they're measuring 0% of the millennials and Gen Z, 0% of the normal ones. And they're selling this like it's real.
Let me ask you about Arizona. What does it look like with Blake Masters and Carrie Lake?
That one's gotten a lot tighter. When we first came out and we showed Lake up and Masters down by 4, everyone said that was insane. Within a few weeks, Insider Advantage had Blake only down by 6, and Emerson had Blake only down by 2. And so that one is much tighter than people want to believe. And even with the quote-unquote GOP establishment abandoning him, Carrie Lake is very popular, and she's going to help him. And no matter how you look at it, and I've said this a long time, no matter how you look at it, Joe Biden is on the ballot. Joe Biden and a referendum on his administration is on the ballot. And when you're running with Joe Biden, I've said this too, it's like running with a house full of termites. People don't know it. You don't see it. Ain't talking about it. But before it's over with, it's all that's going to matter.
So your prediction, Robert Cahaley from the Trafalgar Group, is what? Republicans control the House and the Senate in January, or one of them?
Yes. I believe Republicans 100% pick up the House, and I would say 58% chance they win at least the Senate by one seat, with the possibility of these submerged Republicans turning that into a 2 or 3 seat pickup.
All right. Robert Cahaley from the Trafalgar Group. I like your polls because they tend to help. They tend to favor Republicans, and I guess I'm biased in that sense, but you do seem to have a great track record. I hope we can call you again for more insight as we get closer to November 8th.
Of course, always.
All right. Thank you, Robert Cahaley from the Trafalgar Group. This is a very interesting, different take. And again, most of these polls, especially by liberal organizations, just consider them another form of voter suppression, the real voter suppression. Our listeners love the Thunderstorm air purifier. One customer texted in, "The Eden Pure Thunderstorm has been so great. Hockey season is starting, and driving several hours in the car with my 12-year-old and his stinky hockey bag is now so much easier to endure. After 2 games on a Saturday, we can bring his sweat-soaked equipment into the house rather than letting it freeze in the car this winter. Thanks, Eden Pure." One of our VIPs from New Hampshire told me last week that his wife sells used clothing online. Nice stuff, but sometimes the clothes come with lingering smoke or cat smells. So she uses the extension cord and then puts the Eden Pier in a bag with the clothes and all the unpleasant odors, she says, are gone within an hour. For all your unwanted smells, from pets, cooking, damp basements, smoke, whatever, you need the Thunderstorm. With inflation, more people are buying their Christmas gifts early. Buy the three-pack and use a couple for yourself and then maybe give one as a Christmas gift. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code word Howie3. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie3. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Your mother was a hamster and your father smelt of elderberries.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this.
Either I'm dead right or I'm crazy.
You wouldn't care to put that to a vote, would you, Senator?
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242-617 says, I stopped answering polls after I got canceled in my town for supporting Trump. Ask him what he thinks about people being afraid to answer. Well, he just described it as the submerged voters. You know, a Suffolk poll came out today for Massachusetts. It was in the Globe again. So, you know, take it with a grain of salt. And it showed that the illegal aliens driver's license referendum question prohibiting illegals from getting driver's license, the one we all work so hard to put on the ballot, is down by 11 points. And so a friend of mine called today and he was kind of down on it. And I said, do you really think that people answering a Suffolk University, which is the Globe poll, are going to tell you how they're really going to vote?
Right, I'm the same way. I say, I never get these calls. Nobody ever calls me to ask poll questions. Then yeah. I get a call. It's like 8:45 at night. And I said, I'm not answering your questions. You're not getting anything out of me.
Right, exactly. And then they ask you, this will only take a few minutes. What do you think of giving drivers? You know, and then you go, oh, forget it. Forget it. You just hang up. You just click, and then it's over. And the fact that the question on illegal alien driver's licenses is within 11 points tells me it's going to pass. That's my prediction. You can hold me to it. Roll tape on that. 844-500-4242. We will have him on again. Limerick guy says, I hope you do have him on again. He said he wanted to come on again. He was really good. I'm looking forward to having him on again. 844-500-4242. With HelloFresh, I've learned that my busy fall schedule does not mean I have to compromise on wholesome, delicious meals. Get 16 free meals across 7 boxes with code Howie16 at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. That's HelloFresh.com/Howie16. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which is the best island to send illegals? Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, or Nashon Island?
Which is owned by John Kerry's family, the Forbes. I'm voting for Nashon still.
35% say Nashon, 51% say Martha's Vineyard, only 15% say Nantucket.
All right. By the way, you know, there's the Daily Mail has got a photograph of a sign that's in front of many of these mansions that are owned by the beautiful people on Martha's Vineyard. And there's at the top is a map of Martha's Vineyard, the island of Martha's Vineyard. It says underneath, we respect women, we value black lives, we stand with our LGBTQ community members, we stand with immigrants, with refugees, with indigenous peoples, and with people of all faiths. We stand with our community.
So it's basically a hate has no home here sign.
Yes, yeah. But this is their own. Even more beautiful
their
people
local
version.
Spin on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
All are welcome here. Hate has no business here. All are welcome here. Hate has no business here. This
soon
is
to be replaced, soon to be replaced by a no trespassing sign.
Yeah. Yeah. This house is protected by Smith and
Constant
Wesson.
Constant surveillance.
Yes. A picture of a big dog, you know, warning. That's what's coming to Martha's Vineyard. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Oh, we don't have time. We'll take some calls. Hold on, everybody. We'll take some calls when we come back. 844-500-4242. Remember Dinkins' lead over Rudy in NYC's exit polling. Democrats always win the exit polling. I think that's why they don't do exit polls anymore, or very seldom. Not just the decline in the mainstream media's revenues. It's just the exit polls don't work anymore. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 617 says, I hate those signs, meaning the one on Martha's Vineyard. Does it also say life is water is life and science is real? Actually, I have that sign. They have a picture of that sign, too. That's a more universal sign, universal in Moonbat communities. We believe Black Lives Matter. No human is illegal. These are all in different colors. Love is love. That's in pink, needless to say. Women's rights are human rights. Who says they aren't? Science is real. Water is life. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Does that include racial quotas? Is that injustice, racial quotas? Preferential treatment for certain groups? Two standards of law? Not enforcing any laws against illegal aliens? Is that an injustice to people who are citizens, who obey the law, who pay taxes, who work for a living? 844-500-4242. Tim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, Howie, you are a lot smarter than I am, so help me understand this. The New Deal with the railroad folks, it's like 25% pay raise over the next 5 years, correct?
Something like that, yes.
And the inflation rate is 8.5%, 9%. Isn't that a pay cut over the next 5 years?
Well, it's more than most people are getting, though, Tim.
But
I'm sure that they were told with a wink and a nudge that once the midterms are over, they're going to go back and give them whatever they want. It's like these advocacy groups. They call it sue and settle. So they sue some government agency which is full of Democrats and moonbats, and so they say, just sue us and then we'll settle with you. And I'm sure it's the same situation.
All right. Hey, have you heard the new Kids game on Martha's Vineyard?
What's that?
Red Rover, Red Rover, send Jose right over.
Oh, jeez. Thanks for the call. Stanley, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Stanley.
Yeah, for a long time, myself and several college friends have felt that if we sent people over there, the migrants, to Martha's Vineyard, it was a good idea. But I think Nantucket is better with the Uber reach. But, Mara Healy living in Charlestown, which has many tenements and so forth?
No, she doesn't. Stanley, let me just correct you. She moved out of Charlestown. She lived there with a judge, and she is not with the judge anymore. So she lives in the South End now.
Well, that completely destroys my argument that we should be moving to Charlestown.
Thanks for the call, Stanley. 844-500-4242. Charlestown real estate is pretty pricey. 617, Vineyard versus Nantucket. DeSantis had a big fundraiser on Nantucket in August. He won't turn around and dump on them now. If they show on ACK, that's the name of the airport. That's all the wannabe beautiful people have ACK stickers on the back of their cars, like they're cool people and have private jets to fly to Nantucket. If they show on ACK, it will be via Abbott. 844-500-4242. Guillermo, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Good.
I'm a long-time fan. I always listen to you guys, and, I'm just a first time, long time,
Yeah.
I'm in favor of everybody get a license, The only reason why is because I want to know who is here. They're already here, so we wanted to know who is here, for security reasons.
But, Guillermo, it makes it easier for them to get welfare and everything else. And they have multiple licenses anyway.
Never. That will never happen, man. To be able to be a...
Wait a second. It would never happen that they have multiple licenses. You read the police reports on illegal aliens. A lot of them have multiple driver's licenses in different states.
That's the whole reason why we're going to give them license, to find out who really is here. who really is here and where to get them. You know,
they don't care. Why do you think that Governor Mara Healey is going to care who's here, Guillermo? This is just going to make it easy, even easier than it already is for them to get welfare.
No, they will never get welfare. You need to be about to,
what?
You need to be about proof.
Come on, Guillermo. How can you say they'll never get welfare? Do you remember Auntie Zatuni? They always used to call the Moonbats always used to call me and say, "Howie, you're so wrong. They can't get welfare if they're illegal aliens." And then I always knew it was false because I talked to people that worked in the so-called Department of Transitional Assistance. And everybody knows illegals get welfare. They don't have to wait to drop the anchor, baby. Now, increasingly, they claim they're seeking asylum. I'm persecuted. I'm a refugee. So they have to put them on till they have their hearings. And, of course, they never have the hearings. But the point is that illegals get welfare. Auntie Zatuni, she was the aunt of Barack Obama. She gave an interview to Channel 4, and she said, "Yes, I'm here illegally. I'm living in a Boston Housing Authority public housing project, and I'm an illegal, and I'm on welfare because God wants me to have welfare." And after that, I didn't get many calls saying illegals can't get welfare because, you know, Barack Obama's aunt confirmed that she was an illegal alien on welfare. Guillermo, you know better than that.
Barack Obama's family, of course, he has to be taken care of. Somebody wants to be do him a favor, but I can guarantee you, no illegals get welfare.
Come on, Guillermo, you're losing your credibility. Licenses equal welfare equals votes for Democrats. That's what this is all about. That's why it's got to be stopped. And that's why nobody wants to admit that they're going to vote to ban illegals from getting driver's licenses. You know, but they're going to. I predict, I'm not sure about the surtax, the so-called millionaire's tax, which is just a graduated income tax. It's another pig in a poke that the liberals are trying to shove down everybody's throats. And by the way, if the graduated income tax, which is on the ballot, which does away with the flat tax that's in the Constitution right now, if it's just going to go to education and transportation, and it's just going to get the money from millionaires, why do the people, the advocates, the people who represent the so-called working classes, most of which don't work, why do they have millions of dollars more than the millionaires who are fighting the millionaires tax? Why is that? Thanks for the call, Guillermo. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, Howie, just a couple of quick points on Governor Stacey Abrams and how phony she is. She first complains about disenfranchisement in the state of Georgia during her election because 1.4 million voters were removed from the voting rolls. What she doesn't tell you is they had to miss 6 consecutive statewide elections before they got removed. That's 12 years. If you haven't voted in 12 years, you've either moved or you're dead.
Right.
The second thing is on the fact that she claims she never denied losing. For 2 years after 2018, on the masthead of her website, the title of governor was right above her name.
Wow, that's delusional, isn't it? She's an election denier, Dave. She's supporting the big lie. How about the state of Michigan? You know, when they talk about removing names from the voting rolls in Michigan, the Secretary of State went into court to stop the removal of 26,000 names of dead people. And these aren't people who have just vanished or moved on or maybe are living on the street, or they would claim they're living on the street. These are people who are deceased and they have death certificates for them. And, you know, the Social Security has stopped paying the monthly pensions, whatever. 26,000 dead people, and the Secretary of State said it would be voter suppression to remove their names from the voting rolls. How is that? 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie, the devil's in the details on that railroad contract.
Yes.
I'll bet you 10 to 1 odds, okay, the increase that they're getting are pay increases, okay? It doesn't include the COLAs that's baked into the contract.
Yeah,
they're going to get COLA increases plus their raises.
Yeah, I mean, John, here's the thing. I mean, everybody's seen union negotiations if you haven't been involved in them personally as a member of a union. And the unions get what they want when they have the employer over a barrel. And the midterm elections are a very big barrel right now for Brandon et al. You know, so they had a gun to the government's head, and they were willing to pull the trigger. And the supply chain is already a problem, inflation's already a problem. Can you imagine if suddenly they had to start shipping everything via truck rather than railroad? I mean, the chaos, the gridlock in the big cities. I mean, in Boston, take Boston as an example. I mean, with the shutdown of all the some of the subway lines, and now more subway lines next week probably, it would be a disaster for the Democrats. So they caved, and it's and again, we don't know what they're going to get down the road, but I'm sure it's a lot more than what's being reported in the press, in the Democrat press. 844-500-4242. Thanks for the call there, John. The Democrat surveillance state is here. 87,000 new armed non-law enforcement IRS agents. Why does America need that? The liars said no new taxes on individuals making under $400,000 a year. We paid attention to the $400,000 figure, and they slipped this one in right under our noses. They will soon control all aspects of your financial life with armed agents rummaging through every dime you've ever made or spent. Friends, this is no joke. This is for real. You traded thousands of hours of time building your nest eggs, and now you have to protect it. You need this now. Monetary Gold's new guide. 5 money mistakes that could crush your retirement in the next 6 months. Call Monetary Gold now. There is no time to delay. 888-617-7994. Get 5 money mistakes that could crush your retirement in the next 6 months. 888-617-7994. Time is of the essence. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr, keeping the hacks on their toes every weekday from 3 to 7.
We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph.
I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this. He's not here to make nice.
Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
The Howie Carr Show.
You know, I just thought of something else to tell Guillermo if he's still listening. And when he says illegals can't get welfare. You know, there's a ruling from the Supreme Court that says nobody can be denied health care. They walk into a hospital or an emergency room. That's why there aren't too many emergency rooms near the border anymore, because everybody just walks across from Mexico, swims across, and demands to get treated for whatever malady they're suffering from. And if you get free health care, you know what I call that? I call that welfare. I mean, even if you're working, quote unquote, for a living, if you get free health care, that is a form of welfare. Medicaid, mass health, and all the illegals are getting mass health. And you look at the police reports and the documents that they grab from them, and when they arrest them for fentanyl dealing or chopping some kid up with a machete or whatever, they've always got a mass health card, which is Medicaid. 844-500-4242. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hi, Howie. Long time listener, first time caller.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I was going to talk about safety, but then you started talking about the rail strike. Again, you know, we got fooled again. That was never going to happen. if the train stopped, were the trains carried chlorine? You know, people think about in the water, they think about fluoride. Chlorine travels by train, and about 2 weeks after a strike, nobody has water that they can drink. Everybody's going to be boiling their water. And with the price of propane and natural gas, that's only going to last so long. Electricity, everything's gone through the roof.
I know. I know. It's the, you know, well, everything travels by rail. Not everything, but, you know, most goods travel by rail. And so they couldn't stand a rail strike. But, you know, strikes are an indication, too, of economic distress. You know, you had a lot of strikes in the 1970s, right, as stagflation took off. And you didn't have too many strikes when Donald Trump was president. You know why? It wasn't because the unions particularly loved Trump. They hated him. I mean, the pinky ring bosses hated him. But everybody was doing well. If everybody's doing well, there aren't going to be any strikes. Nobody wants to upset the apple cart. But now everybody's hurting because of this terrible, terrible inflation that Brandon has brought on. Thanks for the call, Paul. Cindy, you're next with Howie Carr. Hi. Go ahead, Cindy.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, I'm from Massachusetts, and I'm a new listener, and I love your show. I listen to it all the time. I want to let you know, these foreigners that come in this country, as soon as they get off the planes, they are given $2,000 and taken to the welfare office. When they become sick, they think they're the top, I don't want to call it top person in the hospital, where they're like clipping their fingers. They want top service. They
right.
want everything, and it's the truth. They do get welfare when they walk into this country.
I know.
And
I mean,
there's always an interpreter there waiting for them.
Right. I know. It's absurd to make the argument. I mean, you know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, you could make the argument. It wasn't a good argument, but, you didn't have the empirical evidence to contradict it. Now, if you pay the slightest bit of attention, you know that illegal aliens are getting welfare. Why do you think they're coming here? You know, there's no one even making any bones about it down on Martha's Vineyard. Oh, we have to get them the services. So here's Charlie Parker's statement today on the illegal aliens on Martha's Vineyard. The Commonwealth has many resources for assisting individuals that arrive in Massachusetts with varying immigration statuses. That's quite a euphemism, right? Varying immigration statuses and needs, and is working with all partners involved to make sure those resources, the synonym for which is welfare, are available to the migrants, the synonym for which is illegal alien criminals, who arrived last night. Thanks for the call, Cindy. Dana, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dana.
Yeah, Howie?
Yes.
Howie?
Hi.
There's two things I wanted to mention. One of the things, as I've been watching all these illegals coming in, I'm still waiting to see one of these refugees that's emaciated and starving. They all look pretty damn healthy to me.
I saw one today down on Martha's Vineyard. He had a tattoo, close to a sleeve tattoo on his right arm. So he obviously had some disposable income there, Dana, to get a tattoo.
Yeah, and the other thing is Kamala Harris said, you know, she said that the border, she was going down to determine the root cause of the border invasion. And I think we know what the root cause is. They were saying today, the reporter said that they see on TV that welcome to the United States.
Right. You know, Kamala Harris may not be interested in the border, but today she found out the border is interested in her when those two buses arrived at the Naval Observatory where she lives in D.C. Bringing the war back home, as they used to say in the 60s. 844-500-4242. Brad, quickly, Brad, very quickly.
Yeah, okay. These are my ideal sort of candidates, the Three Stooges types. They hit the commies where they hurt in their cocktail parties and their swanky mansions.
Well, that's what Ron DeSantis is doing today in Martha's Vineyard, and I hope he keeps the flights coming. I hope he sends some to Nantucket, too, even though he did have a big money fundraiser there. I'd forgotten about that. I'm Howie Carr.